The Banking Royal Commissioner, Kenneth Hayne, has slammed Australian politicians for focusing on division and three-word slogans instead of reasoned debate. Mr. Hayne made the comments during a recent speech at the University of Melbourne. And in delivering that speech, he gave an example of what he was talking about, pointing to the debate around the Uluru Statement from the Heart. It's the first time the former High Court judge has spoken publicly since he handed down the Royal Commission findings in February. Our reporter Samantha Donovan joins me now. And Sam, why was Kenneth Hayne giving this speech?
Well, he made the remarks at a constitutional law conference at the University of Melbourne Law School a couple of weeks ago, Sabra, but the speech has only just been made public. He told that gathering that rather than speaking about the work of the Commission, he wanted to talk about the role Royal Commissions are now playing in our democracy. And he raised the question of why Australia is now having so many of these inquiries and what this may tell us about the state of our democratic institutions. He tied the number of calls for royal commissions to problems with modern political debate. He said royal commissions are independent, neutral, public, and end with a reasoned report. And he contrasted that with modern politics, which he said many see as having an emphasis on the differences between the parties, as well as opaque decision-making processes that are often skewed or even captured by lobby groups. Mr. Hayne said political and other commentary focuses on what divides us rather than what unites us. Conflict sells stories, he said. Harmony does not. He said that trust in all sorts of institutions, government and private, has been damaged and destroyed, and the future of Australia is often framed as some return to an imaginary glorious past. He said that reasoned debate about policy is now rare and that three or four word slogans have sprung up in its place. As examples of that, he referred to the debate about the Uluru Statement from the Heart, as you mentioned, which of course called for an Indigenous voice to be enshrined in the Constitution. And in the US, he said a similar situation was the debate over the Mueller report. And as a result of all this, the former High Court judge said that many of Australia's recent royal commissions have been set up to look into difficult policy areas like how to care for the aged and mental health, and he questioned whether that means our current government structures can only effectively deal with spot fires, as he called them, rather than big and complex issues.
Has there been any reaction from politicians yet?
Not that I've heard as yet. As you mentioned, it's the first time Mr. Hayne has spoken publicly since handing down the Royal Commission findings. But sometimes, as the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, learnt on that occasion, Mr. Hayne's silence could say a lot as well. You'll remember that very awkward photo call the two of them had when the findings were handed down. Mr. Hayne wasn't prepared to shake hands or engage in chit-chat for the cameras then. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, is heading to Townsville today, where he's going to be announcing a $5 million grant to target a weed, the prickly acacia, and that's all part of the North Queensland flood recovery effort. The government says that weed is now springing up in new areas after being washed through by the floods. So the recovery of far North Queensland will be the focus of the Prime Minister today, Sabra, but no doubt he will be asked for his thoughts on Kenneth Hayne's speech.
Sam, thank you. That's our reporter, Samantha Donovan.